Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Tara Pickens, director of the Kirkwood Washington Regional Center. A big milestone is coming up here for Kirkwood in Washington. Can you let us know about it?
Yeah, this year, Kirkwood Community College celebrates our 50th year in education. So it's a busy year for not only main campus, but all of our county center locations, planning different celebrations to commemorate the event.
And can you tell us about Kirkwood here in the Washington area?
Here in Washington, we do have our 50th anniversary event planned for next month. So we will be partnering with the Chamber of Commerce to hold a special Alive After 5 event on Tuesday, February 9th at 5 p.m. here at the Washington County Regional Center. This will be a fun time for our current students, former students, you know, community members, school partners, Kirkwood supporters, anyone that's interested to come out to kind of just enjoy some refreshments and share memories from the past. And then if they haven't been able to tour our new facility yet, to also tour the current building here, that'll kind of carry Washington County into the future.
And over 50 years, I'm sure there's quite a few changes. Can you tell us a little bit about the academic side and how that's changed?
Yeah, when Kirkwood started back in 1966, it's just kind of amazing to think that at that time there were just 199 students enrolled in our programming on main campus, and students could only choose from 9 different programs that were all technical based. So over the 50 years, we have really just grown and expanded and evolved in our programming to now not only have that technical side component, which we're very strong in offering, but then we also offer our arts and science programming. We have over 2,000 students annually that are transferring to four-year schools with transferable curriculum. And then, of course, you know, our high school completion, continuing education and training. And then now, you know, we're expanding more and more into the world of our concurrent credit high school programming and the new regional centers that are underway in our 7 county locations.
And we recently spoke about the savings that students have been able to have with those concurrent courses here for just the Washington Center.
Yeah, it's just an amazing opportunity for students. You know, for our high school students, they're able to participate in college credit programming at no cost to them, to really be able to help them get a jump start on their college career, as well as kind of figure out while they're in high school, you know, what's a good fit for them as a career path, maybe what's not a good fit, to kind of help them kind of guide them for their post-secondary plans. And what, you know, when you look at Kirkwood and our enrollments now, going from the 199 students back in 1966 to last year, Kirkwood served over 20,000 college credit students in our 7 county location, which is just an amazing number. And when you look at our high school programming that are offered, we have over 4,000 students in our 7 county area alone taking the concurrent credit courses. So Kirkwood really does touch, I would say, everyone's impacted in our 7 county area by Kirkwood. Either they've taken a class through us, college credit, continuing ed, or otherwise, or they know someone that's enrolled at taking classes.
And again, speaking about the high school students, do they need to start thinking about registering for those for the next year?
Absolutely. We're now in the process of going out and visiting all of our school partners and providing informational presentations to students and parents to let them know of the offerings that are available for the upcoming academic year. And then students are now meeting with their high school guidance counselors to determine if this program will be a good fit for them next year, if they're ready for the challenge, if it's going to work with their high school schedule. And then we're hoping by March 15th to have a deadline where we would kind of have an idea of most of our enrollments and programming information for the upcoming school year.
And then lastly, before I let you go, can you tell us a little bit about how Kirkwood got its name?
Yeah, we actually started when we, in 1966, we were Area 10 Community College. And we kept that name for a couple years until the college decided to hold a naming contest. And at that time, students could submit different names for what they felt would be a good name for Kirkwood. And there were some interesting ones. There was everything from Kennedy Brothers to Bob Hope Community College. There were a lot of different unique names, but they decided upon Samuel J. Kirkwood, which was a former Civil War governor of Iowa.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And again, can you remind us, lastly, when and where the 50th celebration will be?
It'll be here at the Washington County Regional Center on Tuesday, February 9th at 5 p.m.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Tara Pickens, director of the Kirkwood Washington Regional Center. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.